This is the homily for the 33rd Sunday in Ordinary Time, 2023, at St. Anselm's Abbey. The readings for the day's Mass were the Book of Proverbs, chapter 31, verses 10-13, 19-20, and 30-31. The first letter of St. Paul to the Thessalonians, chapter 5, verses 1-6. And the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 25, verses 14-30. The homilist was Father Ignacio Gonzalez.
Has anyone ever received roses from a florist? When I was working downtown in the foreign exchange market before I entered the monastery 15 years ago, I remember a colleague receiving 6 red roses from her husband on her anniversary. When the flowers were delivered to her desk, everyone gathered around to congratulate her on her anniversary and to say how romantic it was for her husband to do such a thing. One thing about the roses, though, they didn't have any thorns. The florist had removed them all. And another colleague, more dogmatic than me, if that is possible, and yes, it was, this guy goes out to correct the world on everything. He commented disparagingly that the thorns had been removed. Spoiling the mood, this colleague, who was always on a mission to correct society when he saw errors, commented, "The thorns are a part of what makes a rose a rose. We are attracted to its beauty, and when we grab for it, we are pricked, because beauty always has a cost." I think we find that in today's gospel reading, and the church gives us 2 versions, one with thorns and the other without. I read the one with thorns. The shorter version is this. A man going on a journey called his servants and entrusted possessions to them. To the one he gave 5 talents, another 2, and a 3rd 1, to each according to his ability. Then he went away. After a long while, the master of those servants came back and settled accounts with them. The one who had received 5 talents came forward, bringing the additional 5, and said, "Master, you gave me 5. See, I have made 5 more." His master said to him, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. Since you were faithful in small matters, I will give you great responsibilities. Come and share in your master's joy." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus Christ. That's the short version. Nice, neat, no thorns. It's a beautiful parable and upbeat and positive. But such a gospel only tells half the story of our Catholic faith. Before my conversion, I was a militant cafeteria Catholic, picking and choosing what I liked and rejecting about the faith what I didn't. It was described to me as one half of the gospel. Easter Sunday, but no Good Friday. Forgiveness without repentance. The promise of heaven without the reality of hell. Which is the shorter version of the gospel, basically saying, Jesus is saying, "You did great, come on in." We must remember, though, that our Lord Jesus suffered a terrible death out of love for us. There is no Easter Sunday without Good Friday. Every rose has its thorns. So his life is the beauty of the rose, thorns and all. When we reach for Jesus in his holiness, we are pierced by the thorns of our own sinfulness and our need for repentance. Today's gospel passage, as it is presented in the long form, we find in Matthew 25, and it is challenging for us because of how it ends. Thorns. Throw this useless servant into the darkness outside, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth. Why is this? Why such a harsh judgment? Because of the ample opportunities we all have to learn about who Jesus is, about his love, about his mercy, about his forgiveness, about his sacrifice. Our gospel passage today is part 2 of a triptych of parables in Matthew 25. The first we had last week, the 10 virgins, and I always had difficulty with that passage. I preached about it last week when I was down in South Texas with the Oblates giving their retreat. because of the part that says, give us some of your oil. You guys remember the story from last week, right? Ten virgins, five have an oil, five didn't. They show up, give us some of your oil. And they said, no, we don't have enough for both of you. Go and get yourself. The bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in to the wedding feast with him. Then the door was locked. For me, I already had a problem with that, because I think, shouldn't we be giving everyone everything that we have? Take it. I want you to go to heaven. Yes. So what is this passage about? The gospel continues. After the virgins came and said, Lord, Lord, open the door for us. He said in reply, Amen. I say to you, I do not know you. Therefore, stay awake, for you know neither the day nor the hour. That's part one of Matthew 25, the parable of the 10 virgins last week. Today we get part two, the parable of the talents, whose ending is even more harsh. For to everyone who has, more will be given, and he will grow rich. But from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. And throw this useless servant into the darkness outside, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth. What is attractive about that statement? What is beautiful about that judgment? There's nothing but thorns, and it is painful for us to hear those words. And then next Sunday is the solemnity of Christ the King, the last Sunday of the liturgical year. We will get part three of Matthew 25, the final judgment. And that is where we will hear our Lord saying, when I was hungry, you gave me to eat. When I was thirsty, you gave me to drink. When I was a stranger, you welcomed me. When I was in prison, you visited me. That goes along with our first reading for today's Mass in the book of Proverbs. The worthy wife reaches out her hands to the poor and extends her arms to the needy. But this is not limited to wives only, but to all of us here this morning. And that is where St. Paul helps in today's second reading from his first letter to the Thessalonians. You, brothers and sisters, St. Paul is saying to us, are not in darkness, for that day to overtake you like a thief. For you are children of light and children of the day. We are not of night or of darkness. If we remain in the light, who is Jesus Christ, the light of the world, we have nothing to fear. He will increase in us the talents that we have been given. Our job is not to worry about those who are in or who are out. Next week's gospel will talk about the sheep and the goats being divided. And that job of judgment belongs to our Lord Jesus, not to us. But we are not off the hook either. To everyone who has, more will be given. And we must do our best with his help to be counted among those who have oil in their lamps, who with God's help is increasing what he has given us, so that we might help establish his kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. This week, our nation will pause to give thanks for its many blessings. The place for us to start in recognizing our gifts and talents is to be thankful for what we have and for what the Lord will do when we ask him to increase in us what we have received. Amen.